Some fell down upon the floor. They were dancing in the spirit from the pulpit to the door. Some were shaking, some were quaking, and as one by one they fell. And some of them they shook so hard that I thought they'd had a spell. Oh, but it's real. It's real, I know. Hallelujah. Real. This Pentecost, a blessing. And I know it's real. Oh, yes, it's real. It's real, I know. It's real. This Pentecost, a blessing. And I know it's real. Well, I sat just a little longer, wondering what my folks would say. For I knew they did not like it in that Pentecostal way. For just a day or two before, I heard my father say that when he got his religion, that he did not act that way. Oh, but it's real. It's real, I know. Hallelujah! This Pentecost, a blessing. And I know it's real. Yes, it's real. It's real, I know. It's real. This Pentecost, a blessing. And I know it's real. Then I started for the altar with a hunger down in my soul. I care not what the people said, but the Spirit just made me go. I just raised my hands toward heaven, and I let God have His way. And praise the Lord, He filled me in this Pentecostal way. Oh, yes, it's real. It's real. Hallelujah. It's real, this Pentecostal blessing. And I know it's real. Oh, yes, it's real. Hallelujah. Oh, glory! Thank you, Lord. Well, praise God. Come on, let's praise Him. Hallelujah. Thank God. Let the Holy Ghost move. Praise the Lord.
Once I was bound by chains of sin, needing someone to call my friend. Then I found Jesus, wonderful Jesus. Now heavenly blessings flood my soul that was once bound in sin's control. When I met Jesus, wonderful Jesus, wonderful Jesus, He's been a real friend to me. Oh, what a Savior, He's all I ever need. Heavenly power, He's my strong, mighty tower. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm talking about Jesus, wonderful Jesus. Now I am so happy night and day. All of my sins, He just washed them all away. When I met Jesus, wonderful Jesus. You can come to the cross and you will find treasures of joy and peace of mind. Calling on Jesus, wonderful Jesus, thank God. Oh, wonderful Jesus, He's been a real friend to me. Oh, what a Savior, He's all I ever need. Power. Woo! Hallelujah. He's my strong, mighty tower. I'm talking about Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Well, I am so happy night and day. all of my sins He washed away. When I found Jesus, wonderful Jesus, you can come to the cross, you will find treasures of joy and peace of mind. Calling on Jesus, wonderful Jesus. Everybody help me sing it. Wonderful Jesus, He's been a real friend to me. Oh, what a Savior. He's all I ever need. Heavenly power, He's my strong, mighty tower. I'm talking about Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Well, let's praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you, Brother Johnson. It's a great, great atmosphere here again in this service tonight. And all we have to do is plug in. It's available to us, whatever we need. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Lord bless you. You may be seated. Enjoyed these 3 nights of services, and it's been a real refreshing to us, as we told you last night. I'm so happy that Brother Johnson invited me to come. And I'm sorry that Sister Becton is not here tonight. She has just about grandmothered out. She really has. She was sick last night and surely intended to come tonight. But we have, as we told you the first night, tried a new thing. We've traveled with our grandchildren. Now, when our first little granddaughter came along, I was determined that I did not fit the image of a grandpa. And so I wasn't going to let her call me grandpa. I just didn't think I was maybe that old or something. I had a mental fixation of a grandpa as being quite an elderly person. So I decided that that she would be able to call me Big Daddy. I thought, well, that'll be it, Big Daddy. But my wife vetoed that right away because she said that would mean that I would be Big Mama. So we got a different thought about it, and she calls me Popsy and her Momsy. Popsy and Momsy. Praise God. So she's just about grandmothered out. Amen. Praise God. Well, my eyes have focused again on some precious folks that we have known down through the years. I looked at this fine lady sitting here on about the third seat. At first, I couldn't place her. Then I looked again, and it is Sister Lambert. Praise God. 30-some-odd years ago, when I first began to come as almost a small child then, we stayed in the home of Brother and Sister Lambert, and that does go back a good many years. Sister Lambert, it's great to see you. 30 years. Amen. Praise God. And I saw the McKinneys and others here tonight that we've known. It's just great. It's also good to see these minister brethren. Amen. Glad to see Cousin Kenneth. Amen. Praise God. Kenneth is my wife's first cousin, and my wife was a Dyson, and we have all kind of ties around. Amen. Good to see Brother and Sister Lewis again, this other brother from, did you say he was in Mississippi or used to be?
Yeah.
And last saw him up in Michigan. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, it's been great to be with Brother and Sister Johnson and their family. I mean that. I've enjoyed every moment of it, being in their home. And in the home of Brother and Sister Curley. And we've just had a great time. Praise God. Praise God. And all too soon, the time has rolled around for us to bid you adieu after a little while here of preaching. And look forward to meeting again, if not here, over on the other side. Praise God. Praise God. One of these days, we're going together where we'll never have to part. Amen. It's going to be a great meeting there on the other side. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well,
I wish I could sing. I really do. When I hear brethren like Brother Jonathan and his good boy here,
and Brother Lewis, and amen. But I'm not a singer. But I'll play one for you tonight, just before we go into the word of the Lord. This is an old one. Entitled, I Walk with Jesus. It's a glorious walk. Amen.
I must tell you.